Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Proverbs 29:25, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. The fourth way to take initiative is to change your mindset. Does risk scare you? Are you discouraged by past failures? Do you not see the potential that opportunity offers? You won't be able to move forward until you discover what is holding you back. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. A snare is a trap, and when you begin to see your fears as a trap, you'll want to be free from them. And fifthly, don't wait for opportunity to knock. Opportunity seldom comes knocking. You have to go looking for it. Assess your assets, talents, and resources. Doing so will give you a picture of your potential. But I don't have any special talents, you say. Yes, you do. God has also given each of us different gifts to use. That's Romans 12:6. And sixth, take the next step. It's one thing to notice an opportunity. It's another to act on it. Someone once quipped, "Everyone has a great idea in the shower, but only a few people step out, dry off, and do something about it." Choose the best opportunity you see. Pray about it. Do the best with it you can, and keep going until you have done everything possible to make it happen. And when you've done your best, trust God to do the rest. Winston Churchill said, "Courage is rightly esteemed the first of human qualities, because it is the quality which guarantees all others." And where does that courage come from? It comes from God. The psalmist said, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." From Vision's Word for Today, take the initiative, part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.